こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、トカゲは尻尾が切れてしまってもまた生えてくることが知られていますが、今回サイエンティフィックレポーツに掲載されたアリゾナ州立大学の研究で、若いワニも切れた尻尾を再生できることが分かりました。チームは死んだばかりの野生のアメリカアリゲーターの尻尾を入手し、 MRI などさまざまな方法で総合的に分析しました。再生された尻尾は軟骨が結合組織に覆われ、そこに血管と神経が絡み合う複雑な構造で、過去のトカゲの研究結果と一致していました。一方、トカゲと違ったのは骨格筋の代わりに傷跡のような結合組織ができており、同じ尻尾の中に再生と治癒が共存していることが明らかになりました。ワニ、恐竜、鳥の共通祖先はおよそ2億5000万年前に枝分かれしましたが、鳥の再生能力がどの時点で失われたのか、尻尾を再生していた恐竜はいたのか、今回の発見により新しい疑問が生まれています。
While it has been known that lizards can regrow their tail if it is cut off, a new paper published in Scientific Reports by researchers at Arizona State University has found that young alligators are also capable of regenerating their tails. The team obtained the tail of an alligator which had just died and conducted a comprehensive analysis. MRI scans showed that the regrown tail consists of cartilage covered in connective tissue interlaced with blood vessels and nerves.The findings were consistent with previous studies of regrown lizard tails. One difference they found versus lizard tails was that the regrown alligator tail had scar tissue in place of muscle tissue, indicating that both regenerative and healing processes occurred. The last common ancestor of alligators, dinosaurs, and birds lived some 250 million years ago. This research raises questions such as the timing of birds losing their regenerativeabilities, or whether dinosaurs ever had the ability to regenerate tails.
そう、めっちゃ面白いよね。
うん。
結構普通のニュースになり始めてるから、日本でも報道されるかもしれないけど、なんかツイッターでこの研究チームの人が再生した尻尾の写真を載せてて、ちょっとこう。ミイラっぽい見た目っていうか、なんて言うんだろう、普通の尻尾よりは、鱗がないみたいな、ちょっとなんて言えばいいんだろう、縮んだ感じの見た目なんかうまく説明できないんだけど。
So is it lighter? Is it smaller?
ちょっとちっちゃめだから、その完全に元通りの見た目になってる感じではないんだよね、この写真を見る限り。ただ4メーターぐらいにもなるこのアリゲーター族のワニ、その全体長の 18% に当たる約20センチ程度はもう一回再生して伸ばすことができる。だから20センチっていうとね、結構長いし。
Is the end of the tail still pointy? Or is it kind of blunt?
あ、でもね。
Is it less pointy than the...Original?
It looked a little less pointy. ただその1個がたまたまそうだったのかもしれないし、その辺はよくわかんないんだけど。
How does that compare to lizards? Do they... I thought lizards regrow it back pretty completely. Is that right?
と私は思ってたんだけどね。まあだから一つ、もう一つ違いはやっぱり単純に大きさ。このワニってで大きいから、その大きい生き物がここまでの長さのものをもう一度再生できるっていうのはすごく不思議だし、やっぱりびっくりすることなんだよね。だからまあトカゲもワニも一緒で、骨が完全にもう一回生えてくるわけじゃないから、骨だった部分は軟骨になっちゃうんだけど、まあただ神経とかももう一回戻ってくるしっていう。なんかどういう感覚なんだろうね。
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other examples, but I can't think of that many animals that actually regenerate other than like geckos and lizards yeah. and I guess salamanders can do that also. But that's they're pretty close to lizards.
Yeah. これぐらいのものをもう一回再生するっていうのは気軽なことではないというか、なのでその、mm. 消えちゃったからもう一回生やせばいいやみたいな、その爪みたいな感じではないんだよね、要は。
Mm.
だからそれも結構面白いよね。
What do you think it feels like for the,
I don't know.
For the animal to regrow?、ね、
しかも生えている途中でさ、なんか感覚っていうか、あ、なんかムズムズするとか成長痛みたいなとかあるのかなとか、すごい疑問がたくさんあるんだけど、この進化っていう意味でもすごく面白いね。今までその尻尾とかが切れちゃっても再生できてたっていう証拠が恐竜の化石で見つかったことはないから、
hmm.
ただじゃあその枝分かれした時にみんなあったのがだんだん退化してなくなったのかどうなんだろうっていう話。Hmm.
Well, if the regrown tail would consist of just cartilage, then it'd be hard to find any evidence of that from the dinosaur era.
そうそう、だからもしかしたらティラノサウルスとかできたかもしれないのかなちょっとでかすぎるかな、まあ、あと尻尾がちぎれるっていうのがあんまりねそのオクレンスの何頻度としてなさそうだけど、その T-Rex の尻尾がちぎれるぐらいの事態っていうのはただまあもうちょっとちっちゃい恐竜だったら、ね、
any,
そういうこともあったのかもしれないとか。
Are there any mammals that do this?We humans heal pretty well, but...
Yeah, we heal, but we don't regenerate body parts, right? like fingers とか.
We certainly don't regenerate bones.
Yeah.
But there is some amount of flesh or skin regeneration that humans can do.
Mm.
But we are very prone to scarring, you know,
yeah,
and lasting
it's
damage.
It's kind of...タイムリー cause、まあ、マイケルは知ってるけど、あの火曜日に私が足を思いっきり捻挫して足首の靭帯をちょっと切ってしまったっていうだから、まあ、それもねあのリジェネレーションではないけどもちろんヒーローはするから、
うん、
今超めんどくさいけどねちゃんと歩けないから、
Yeah, I don't know how much to what extent that would be called regeneration butI do think that your ligaments can fill in that torn area, but it may produce some amount of scar tissue there. But
yeah,
certainly when ligaments are cut completely, that pretty much always requires surgery to reconnect, to sort of graft them together.
Yeah. Mine is just...A bit torn
because
apparently it rolled this way
to the outside
this way yeah to the, towards the outside でその外側の靭帯がこうちょっと切れちゃったみたいな。
It's a pretty common injury.
Yeah, it was shockingly painful. But
and so you were just you were just stepping and you
I was
were you wearing heels or
No way, no. Shoes. I was wearing boots and
boots
I was...
with a heel or flat boots? Are there flat
just
boots?
Just a little bit, like almost flat. And I picked up my son and tried to cross the street. でもさ、そのなんていうの、横断歩道でこう車道に出るときにちょっとした段差があるじゃん。で、子供抱っこしてるから自分の足元が全然見えてなくて、多分その段差の大きさを見誤ったのか分かんない、もう何が起きたかよく分かんないんだけど、とにかくこう一歩出した時にもう超激痛でこう前にバーンって倒れて、奇跡的に子供は落とさずに最後までギュッてしてたから子供は大丈夫だったからよかったんだけど、まあそっからなんかもう動けなくて超びっくりした。もう出産後初めてのガチの痛いやつだった。
How long has it been since youhad like a legitimate injury.
いや本当に出産以降初めてこういう何怪我したの。
What about before that?
Before that? あ、でも私本当にスポーツ全然やってこなかった人だからあの本当にそういう捻挫とか突き指とか骨折とかをあんまししたことないんだよね。だから骨折一回もしたことないし、靭帯はね、膝の靭帯をちっちゃい時一回の伸ばしちゃった時あるんだけど、スキーやってて、でもそれぐらい本当に数えられるぐらい。
So this is one of your top injuries?
まあ出産は超えないけど、でもまあ、
oh, of course.
こんなっていうのこういうクラッチっていうか杖を使って歩くみたいのは初めてかもしれない。めっちゃ不便、まあ、なんて言えばいいんだね、子供いてさ怪我したら最悪だよな、もう本当不便だよなっていつも思ってたんだけど、まさに
Have you thought about
まさにそれ
whether your ankle's worse than injuring your wrist or injuring like your I don't know, everything seems really bad. Like if you injured your
yeah,
neck
either way,
and you can't
yeah.
turn your head, that's crazy. Or if you yeah. injure your wrist and you can't, you know, hold anything
yeah.
or
Yeah, either way って感じ。
We can't really, you know, it's tough if you lose function of anything. It gets like really tough.
いや、本当に不便だよ。そうだからちょっとね、このワニのやつを見ていいなっていうか。でもね、いいなって思うんだけど、その写真見るとやっぱり本当にちょっと違くなって生えてきてるから、なんて言えばいいんだろう、また生えてくるから本当自由に何でも切れちゃってもいいやみたいな感じでは絶対ないんだよね。
Yeah, well, the alligator like they were saying gets scar tissue because
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
just too expensive to regrow it, the whole thing
so,
with muscle. And I think the cell division rates are like really slow compared to like when it's forming
Yeah.
Inside the egg. And so, you know, there's some limit to what it makes sense to try to do.
そうそう。で、ここにも young alligator って書いてあったんだけど、まあだから何歳ぐらいからっていうのが詳しくは分かんないのかもしれないけど。
How would you feel if they developed this for human beings? It's a real possibility, I think, with modern technologies like CRISPR, Cas9 and...
Yeah, that'd be amazing, right?
Yeah, I mean, but what do you think it would look like realistically? Like, I don't know, I'm assuming, I mean, would it appear in the United States first, or maybe not necessarily because of regulations, maybe some other country would do it first?
China.
Or maybe in South America somewhere, and how much would it cost, and, you know, what...
Net.
What sort of, I mean, it would, you know, we're terrified of, you know, getting injured and like, even like losing a finger is like a total, you know, horrifying thought to me, you know? I don't know how much resources is going intotrying to realize that kind of treatment, but certainly seems like it would be a great thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising that I guess this wasn't really known until now.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there were theories, but it wasn't really confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
そっちにもちょっとびっくりした。
Yeah, because alligators are such a familiar
yeah.
animal.
そうそうそう。
It's like one of the first animals そうそう。 you learn about.
Yeah. So, alligator と crocodile もいつもなんかどっちがどっちだっけって思うけど、日本語だとどっちもワニだから。
What's the difference exactly?
アリゲーターの方がちょっとこう、口がほ細いというかさ、で歯が出てない。でこう這うような感じで、クロコダイルの方がもうちょっと恐竜っぽいっていうか、こうもうちょっとフラットな口で歯がこう飛び出てて、体を浮かしてドスドス歩く方。
Which one was faster? Do you remember? I know they're fast in a straight line.
I don't I don't know.
There's one that can like turn. You have conversations like this when you're like 10 years old.
Yeah.
You're like, there's, you know, you hear like, oh, if an alligator's chasing you, then you can like, you can zigzag and get away. But then if it's like a crocodile or a caiman, I think it's a caiman. Caiman, I think, is the one with the super skinny snout.
Yeah. So. たまになんかペットって出てくるよね。
ペット？ケイマン？
ペットで飼ってる人いるじゃん。
Where? Here?
Here? あ、わかんない。でもなんかそういうイメージなんだけど。
Why is the Cayman preferred for a pet? The Cayman's the scariest looking one to me.
そうかな。え、クワクダイオ結構恐竜味があって怖くない？Crocodile might reach almost 9 mph.
9 miles per hour?
Yeah, and alligator 11.
What is that in kilometers?
I don't know. だからそんなに変わるけど。
11 miles per hour is fast. That's fast.
Yeah.
A human walks like 5 kilometers.
そうか、だからアリゲーターの方が速い。
Yeah, that's pretty
fast. Well, crocodiles are bigger, right? In general, than alligators?
I think
like
so.
Like the ones in Florida, they are crocodiles, right? They're alligators?
Are they crocodiles? I thought they were alligators.
Oh, maybe they are alligators.
I thought crocodile was like Steve Irwin.
No, he was...
Alligator?
No, swordfish, though.
No, I mean... Wait, swordfish? You mean he was... What he was killed by? That was a stingray.
Yeah. Oh, stingray. So
not
that.
A swordfish. Swordfish is the...
もう全部ボロボロじゃん。全部間違ってる。
No, I think alligators are in the U.S. and crocodiles are in... Australia and other areas, but I could be totally wrong. I don't know.
そうなんだっけ? Alligators なのか、あれは。まあ、そうだよね。だって、Gators だもんね。
Gators.
そうだよね。フロリダ、そっか。
And then Irwin's like, crocodile.
They look pretty big. Yeah. I love them. But...
You love them?
Yeah, ゴルフ場にいるやつ。かわいいよね。But yeah, so ちょっとね、今自分が怪我してるからタイムリーな話題だった。
You'd be eaten so quickly by an alligator.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. ぼーっとしてるからね。しかも今足怪我してるからマジで。
You know,
何からも逃げられないよ。
They do that death roll. You know the death roll?
No.
So they clamp onto the leg of like a zebra or something. And then they just start spinning in the water.
Ah, yeah.
They do this weird thing with like their,
yeah.
their fins. Is it fins? Not fins.
なんかぐるぐるぐるって。Yeah, 見たことある。
Yeah, and they do this violent roll, which like rips the legs off. And it's like one of the most aggressive attacks.
Yeah, なんかいつもそういう動画見ると思うけどさ。動物の世界って大変だなっていうかそのなんか水辺に行かないと水飲めないわけじゃんああいう鹿とかさ、でこう入っていくんだけどそこに普通にワニがいてさ食べられちゃうってそういう恐ろしい水の中に自分は入ったことないじゃんその何、せいぜいプールとかビーチとかさ
But they're that thirsty, you know? They're so thirsty.
だから大変だよね
They even see the crocodile.And they're like, I need a drink.
Yeah.
I just got to get a drink. If
it's
I die,
too brutal.
I die. You know,
yeah,
it's sort
intense.
of...
intense.
Yeah.
次。Child Development に掲載されたオハイオ州立大学の研究で、69人の幼稚園生と80人の成人を対象に実験を行い、ビーチや山などの景色の前に、 猫や人、木など何らかの物体がある写真を1枚見せて、景色か物体どちらかを記憶させ、他の写真の中に同じ景色または物体が出てきた時に気づけるかどうか確かめました。成人は記憶したのが景色でも物体でも再度同じものを見た際問題なく認識できていましたが、子どもは景色を記憶できていませんでした。例えばビーチの前に木がある写真を見せて、ビーチを覚えといてねと伝え、同じビーチに車が止まっている写真を見せると、子どもは車の方に注目して先ほど見たビーチであることに気づきませんでした。
Researchers at Ohio State University published a study in child development in which they showed 69 preschool children and 80 adults pictures with a cat, person, or tree in the foreground and beaches or mountains in the background, and asked them to remember either the foreground object or background and point it out if it came up in other pictures. While adults were able to remember both foreground subjects and the backgrounds of images and point them out when they showed up in other images,Children were unable to remember the backgrounds. For example, if a child is shown an image of a tree in front of a beach and asked to remember the beach, later, when shown an image of a car parked at the same beach, children tend to focus on the car and fail to recognize the beach.
そう。なんかうまく説明できたかわかんないんだけど、まあ、とにかくその写真を見たときに景色じゃなくてそこに写ってるもの。
Mm-hmm.
にフォーカスしちゃうっていう、だから実験で使った写真の一つは本当にこうスイスの山みたいのがあって、その手前に猫がこっち向いて歩いてきてるんだけど、
うん、
だからこの研究はその現象を確認しただけだから、なんでこうなってるかっていう理由まではわからないんだよね、
うん、
ただ、まあ、幼少期っていうのは親自体もそうだし、手に取るおもちゃとか、とにかく景色ではなくて物体に注目するところから始まるじゃない、
うん、
赤ちゃんって。でまあ自分でもモテるし、まあ、目がフォーカスしやすいっていうのが一つあって、もう一つはその、まあ、言語っていう意味でも、まずはその物体のものの名前から覚えていくわけだから、まあ、あんまり景色に注目しないかもねみたいな。で脳の発達からしても物体を認識するその分野の方が、あの景色を認識するところより早く発達するんだって。だからまあそういうのもあるよねっていう。
This is probably a good thing, right?
Good for
what? I mean, it makes sense for young children to have this kind of prioritization in their focus.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's strange that adults have, I mean, there may still be some prioritization in adults as well, but it's interesting that we seem to be able to recall backgrounds. Well, maybe...
Yeah, だから大人になってからは多分そんなに切り分けてないんだよね、きっと。だから、そのビーチに木が生えてる写真を見せられて、ちょっと木の方に注目してくださいって言われた時に、別に、はいってできあ、じゃ景色に注目してくださいって言われたときに、なんだろう、それが木だろうが景色だろうが同じウェイトっていうかさ、あはいはいって言って簡単に景色に注目できるんだけど、多分子供は物体と景色のウェイトが違うっていうか、物体の方をめちゃくちゃ優先するから、景色覚えといてねって言われてももう物体にどうしてもフォーカスしちゃうみたいなでもさ、子供の時とかさ、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんがわー景色綺麗みたいなすごい言ってくるの全然意味わからんみたいな時なかった？私結構あったんだけどなんかその、例えばおじいちゃんおばあちゃんが景色見るためだけにスイスに旅行行くとか、本当に意味がわからんみたいな、
うん、
え何にもないじゃんって。だからその景色がカウントされてない、なんかゼロみたいな何もないじゃんみたいな、見るもんがないじゃんって思ってたのね、
mm.
だからきっとそういうことなのか。 What would
be a good subject that would any subject or any entity or thing?
そうそう、だから例えば海に行ってウミガメとかがいたらおーってなるけど、
mm.
ただのその海とかただの山の景色とかは本当に ゼロとしてカウントしてたから、自分が子供の時ね。だから大人が景色をありがたがってるのが意味が分かってなかった。
I've always been fascinated by the 景色、by the background、
あ、そう。
By、
あ、そう。
Because that's where we are. Like that's the context. Like I'm a subject, and there's other subjects like me, and you know we can make anything into a subject, but、
mm.
it's a distraction compared to the context, which is the 景色. But、
mm.
you know, if you humans are going to be naturally、threat oriented, and you're not really going to have a threatening景色, you're going to have a threatening subject, you know, whether that's an animal or a dark cloud or something. It will be an entity, an actor of some sort, and not
yeah,
the background,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, それは本当そうだよね。
So we do become very focused on subjects and not the background. This is sort of a metaphorical idea, you know, this is...to me, akin to focusing on、celebrities or something rather than the larger picture of、
hmm.
not necessarily their context, but, you know, we can very much lose the background and lose the context for what's going on, you know, by getting distracted by different subjects. But the only subject that, like, really, really counts...is yourself. You know, that's the subject you're ultimately responsible for.
Yeah, 急になんかフィロソフィカルな
well, 感じ
だったけど、yeah, that's, I mean, it's, yeah, I agree.
That's what it means for things to be, like, subjective.
Yeah.
To, you know, so you don't want to discount your own subjective experience by focusing too much on...a different subject rather than the context that you're actually in.
Yeah, this makes sense when I'm watching my son too, like, なんだろう、わあ綺麗な景色みたいにならないじゃん、2歳って。
They're looking at a bird or something. They're like,
yeah,
what the hell is that?
So,
what is that transforming shape that, like, is just moving through the air? Like, aren't you people worried about that? You know?
本当にこう、そう、何かしらものに注目してるから、
mm-hmm.
なんかわ空が綺麗、だから雲とかがいっぱいあったら、あ、you know, there are many clouds today、mm-hmm. みたいな感じだけど、わ空が真っ青みたいな、そういうのはあんまりないんだよね。
What about between inanimate objects and like living things, you know? Because both can be made into a subject.
Yeah.
You could focus on a cup, and the cup can inevitably be anthropomorphized into Mr. Cup. And, you know, we have Mr. Cup's friends and Mr. Cup's hopes and dreams and Mr. Cup's
right.
accountant.
So imagination to combine された時ってこと?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he comes up with...strange stories and narratives and like he can't do that with actual cats or dogs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think Yurukyara has anything to do with this phenomenon? Because sometimes there's like a cause or something, some initiative by the government or whatever it is, and it can、
yeah.
kind of seem likeit's just background. But when they add the yurukara, you know, it has like 代表.
まあでもそれあるよね、多分ね。先週も仙徳の話したけど、その、奈良っていう、こう、ぼんやりした概念、そう、ぼんやりした概念を、こう、物体に落とし込むみたいな。その落とし込んだ究極のやつが仙徳みたいなさ。
Yeah. And then you can get all the people that don't get interested in just the hype,
yeah, yeah,
which is
yeah.
sort of the reality of the situation, the complexities, the bureaucracy, the,、
yeah.
you know, the legal stuff. That's just background, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, 本当そうだよね。Yeah, I guess that's how we start. So, that's what we I guess that's what's easier for us to process, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So. This is a weird study. It's weirder the more I think about it.
Yeah. So, 面白いよね。
And, you know, if there are no people on Earth, then it's kind of all just background, you know? It's all just scenery. And scenery by itself is like creepy. You know what I mean? Like there's no one to look at it.
Yeah. And I think how, you know, as we grow older, it's easier for us to ignore something, right? I think in the past, we've touched on some papers that said, you know, まあ大人になると情報取捨選択してるから、そのレベルが上がるにつれ、その捨てるものもすごい多くなってる。だから、子供が気づくことを大人は気づかなかったりするわけだけど、だ今回の研究もその、なんだろう。じゃあこの山の前に猫がいます。この猫をちょっと一旦無視してくださいって言われた時に、子供はどうしてもその猫を無視できないんだよね。フォーカスしちゃうっていうよりは無視ができない。その忘れ、こうちょっと一旦横に置いとけないというか、捨てられない。
You want to know what it's doing.
Yeah.
Or what it's going to do. It's like a great concern, you know? Like what is that thing going to do?
Yeah.
But you don't...
My concern or...Maybe it's something positive if the cat looks cute, but yeah, either way, it's hard to ignore. 次?
Sure. An artificial intelligence called AlphaFold, which was developed by Google's DeepMind team, has largely solved the long-standing problem of predicting protein structures from amino acid sequences. In a protein structure prediction challenge called Critical Assessment of Structure Prediction,which was held in November, AlphaFold outperformed around 100 other teams, including teams from Microsoft and Tencent. DNA is transcribed to RNA, which is then translated to an amino acid sequence, which then folds itself into a functional protein structure. AlphaFold is capable of generating a prediction along with confidence levels for different parts of a protein structure within several days once given an amino acid sequence.The ability to predict these structures has broad implications for biology and medical science and has been widely heralded as a significant breakthrough.
Google の DeepMind チームが開発した人工知能 AlphaFold が長年実現できていなかったアミノ酸配列を使ったタンパク質構造の予測をおおむね可能にしました。11月に開催された Critical Assessment of Structure Prediction タンパク質構造予測チャレンジで、アルファフォールドはマイクロソフトやテンセントのチームを含む約100個の他のチームを上回る成績でした。DNA は RNA に転写され、アミノ酸配列に翻訳された後、機能的タンパク質構造に折りたたまれます。アルファフォールドはアミノ酸配列を受け取ると、たった数日でタンパク質の構造の各部位の予測を生成し、各予測の信頼性のレベルも提示します。この能力は生物学と医学に多大な可能性をもたらすことになり、重要なブレイクスルーであると大きな話題を呼んでいます。
Yep.
がんの治療とか?
Probably. I mean, this will be relevant to almost, I mean, I can't think of what, of anything it won't be relevant for in terms of medicine and...I mean, there are some, a lot of things that we already understand about the structures of certain proteins, but for the vast majority of protein sequences that we have, and we have around 180 million protein sequences in the Universal Protein Database, we only have 170,000actual protein structures documented, which would be 0.01% of the proteins that we're that we have sequences for. So that gap should close very quickly with technologies like this. Yeah. So they've been working on this for probably, for I think 50 years. About 50 years.
Wow.
Since a chemist named Christian Anfinsen postulated in 1972 in his acceptance speech for the Nobel Prize in Chemistry that a protein's amino acid sequence should determine its eventual structure after it folds. And so getting from sequence to structure has been the challenge, and it turned out to be much more difficult than people thought it would be. And many scientists thought that it wouldn't be solved in their lifetime. You know, like it would remain unsolved for decades to come because it's that hard.
Right, right.
But this...
それができちゃったってこと.
This artificial intelligence is able to do it quite well.
That's amazing. So this came as a surprise? Like people didn't really expect it to do this, or...
Yeah, a lot of... I would... It seems like, from what I've seen, that most people in this field were surprised. Although, they actually tried this AlphaFold a few years ago in a previous challenge, and it outperformed humans then. But it didn't perform well enough to... be considered a success. It was better, but it wasn't like way better, and there were obvious limitations to it. And so they started with a very different approach for AlphaFold 2, which is the one that has achieved around a 90% rating in being able to predict protein structures. Yeah, so what do you think?
So you can use this to come up with treatment or figure out what happens when the DNA is broken or something?
So we're basically made of protein.
Right.
Almost entirely. And that's because of this process of DNA to RNA to the amino acid sequence and then proteins. And then the proteins can do, depending on the shape they make, they're able to perform so many different functions throughout the human body that it's hard to say specifically what this would be good for. They have used it to help with the pandemic in characterizing the virus. And they've already used this technology to predict the structure of many proteins that biologists had been working on for over 10 years. I mean, there are quotes from scientists that have spent the last 10 years of their life trying to figure out the structure of a specific protein, and then they ran this algorithm and it solved it in 2 days or something.
Wow.
So a lot of people will actually be leaving the field, this particular field.
Is that good or bad? I mean,
it's a good thing. They're going to move to other problems. So we don't need people to work on problems that are solved.
I mean, it's great, but like individually, I personally, if I was working on something for 10 years, でも嬉しいのかな。どうなんだ。なんか、これでやっと分かっ、2日で分かっちゃった。分かって最高って思うのか。
I think it depends. If he was very close to solving it, then I think he's like, damn it.
Right? あとちょっとあったのにみたいな。
But if he was like stuck and starting to get frustrated, which after 10 years, you know, could start to happen.
yeah.
Maybe it's a relief. I don't know.
そうだね。嬉しいかやっぱ。
Yeah, and I've really been trying to figure out if this story is like overhyped by the media or something. Because every article I see is like, you know, this is absolutely, you know, game changing. But I haven't really found anything negative or that skeptical of it. So
we definitely need to talk to Shimizu-san. I love to know what he would say about this. でもなんかめっちゃ忙しそうなんだよね。めっちゃ忙しいんだよ今多分。でもちょっと落ち着いたら出てくださいって前からずっと言ってるから。
This whole field must be changing so fast. I have no idea, you know, what it must be like. One thing this could be, primarily this will be useful in the short term for drug design, but it could also help with various diseases that involve proteins sort of misbehaving or malfunctioning. There's also weird stuff like prions that this could be helpful for. It's just a huge piece of biology. A major tool that had been missing for us to understand and interact with biology.
I guess we'll be ready for zombie apocalypse then.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be an apocalypse, right? If we can solve it and do something about it.
Well, I hope not, unless, you know, this technology is used to engineer the zombie virus, and then that's accidentally leaked, right? Well, isn't that the biohazard plot? Is that it was created by the Umbrella Corporation?
Yes, underground. Yes,
it escaped from the lab.
So biohazard was so, but that's so.
That's the biohazard most believable.
Specific zombie.
You don't
scenario.
Think. If a zombie apocalypse happened, and there's two theories. One is we caused it somehow, and the other theory is, you know, I don't know, somebody
mutation
had sex with a something, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, which is more compelling to you?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but どうかな? It depends on, like, each zombie series have different characteristics, right? For the zombies, like how they are. So, like the one I'm watching right now is kind of different in a sense that zombies are not active during the day. They're all passed out.
What? That's like vampires, though.
Yeah, except it's not like they'll be burned in the sun or anything. They just go back to the dead state, you know.
That's like Blade. Isn't that Blade's situation?
Blade, well...
I thought Blade can go in the sunlight as long as he wears sunglasses or something. Doesn't he have,
yeah,
like,
so that's
some...
totally different. That's totally different, right? Because the one I'm watching right now, they're... They just automatically pass out when the sun comes up. They just go like... And they're, like, dead again. And then at night, they turn into zombies.
So do people just go around stomping their heads during the day?
Yeah, so that's what they need to do. And だったらバランスがおかしくなるじゃんって思いきや、these zombies can run. And also, you turn into a zombie right after you're bit. So the speed is, you know,
like within seconds?
I would say like maybe like 20 seconds or so.
So it's kind of like, is it
28 days later.
I'm mixing movie time.
Yeah, 28 days later. あれは最強だったじゃん。もう 昼夜関係ないし走れるみたいな。
Is that too strong? You prefer that they get
ちょっとバランスがバランスおかしくなるじゃん。だから結構さ、そのゾンビものを作ってる人たちってそこのバランスをうまく調整してるなと思って面白いと思うんだけど、だから各作品ちょっと特徴が違うっていうか、やっぱ28 Days Later くらいだと多分結構一瞬でもう人類滅びちゃうじゃん。だからバランス取るためには走れない、めちゃくちゃ遅いか、走れるけど日中は心配しなくていいとかさ、足し引きかね。
If you could design your own zombie tiki, what characteristics would it have? Would it be a fast or slow runner? How fast do you convert into a zombie? Are they chilling? Are they awake 24 hours or do they sleep during the day? Sleep during the night? You know,
I grew up with Biohazard, だからどうしてもそれがもう基準になっちゃってるよね。
But if you could make your own zombie prototype scenario right now,is there anything you would change? It seems like people are mixing in vampire stuff and mixing in werewolf stuff. And now it's like, oh yeah, when there's a full moon, the zombies are like 10 times stronger. And you know, it's coming.
But I like this. I like this, the show called Kingdom. It's a Korean TV show, but it's good because ちょっと違うじゃん。なんかその昼に寝てるみたいなのを見たことないから、あ、そういうのもありなんだと思って。
It's just a little bit different though, right? They're okay with garlic and like silver bullets and like
yeah,
wooden...
and you have to kill them by, you know, cutting off their head or something like that. You can't just like stab them, right? That's usually the case.
What is it in this kingdom show? Do you have to hit the...You have to smash their head?
Yeah.
So you can't just smash their body. You have to smash their head?
Yeah. It seems like it.
And do you have to, like... Do they get knocked out? Or do they...
They don't really get knocked out.
You have to, like, kill them.
You have to finish it.
Like, spray their brains everywhere?
そこまでじゃないけど... I don't really know the technical parts, because...
It matters. They don't talk about this on the show. It's like they should
really
be talking all the time about how exactly to kill a zombie the right way, effectively.
It seems like they somehow figured it out instinctively and they just know what to do.
Oh my God. I would hold meetings. I would have a whiteboard. I would have diagrams of like smack their head.
The thing is, this is happening in some historical setup. So
wait,
they don't have guns.なんかよくわかんない。あれ、なんか、江戸時代的な感
じ。So it's like 江戸時代 period, but is it in Korea?
In Korea, yeah. だから銃とかないから。でもやっぱね、銃ない方が楽しいじゃん、当然。その、エンターテインメントとして。なんか、ウォーキングデッドとか途中からもう無双っていうか、別にゾンビは怖くない感じになっちゃってるけど、もはや。銃があればさ、最強だから、別に離れてても殺せるし、ただ銃がないと急にやっぱり接近戦しかもうやっつける方法がないから、戦うシーンは絶対そっちの方が面白いよね。だからさっきの質問に答えると、やっぱりゾンビどうこうじゃなくて、武器が結構大事かもね。銃がある設定にするかしないかっていう。
So like a zombie outbreak in Japan?
Yeah.Like,
なんだっけ、
what was the zombie, the Z, World War Z か。あれもさ、日本がちょっと出てくるんだけど、本だとね。あそこだけめっちゃかっこよかったもん。だから日本は銃ないから、なんか確か、
We're all dead.
sword 持ってる人がいて、その、しかも目が見えない人なのかな。で、まあ、とにかくその人がすごいかっこよくて。いろんな国が出てくるから World War Z って、でそのなんか日本はちょっと特殊でかっこよく描かれてた気がした。映画はね全然関係ないんだけど。
You'd be totally screwed. If I had to use like a kitchen knife, where am I gonna get a samurai sword? I don't have any weapons. I have like umbrellas and stuff.
You can use a fork. 包丁ぐらいしかないもんね。
What's if you needed a weapon right now? Let's say a zombie just started banging on your door right now. What would you grab?
Oh, right now?
Like right now, you need a weapon. Don't use the microphone.
I have a cane because my ankle is fucked. So
you would use the cane?
That's the only thing I have. だからベースボールバットとかね、結構活躍するじゃん、映画とかだと。もう何の話してんだろう。でもや。
It's real though. Like, so you would use the cane. Not, you wouldn't use a kitchen knife or something else. The cane is the best weapon you have. Is it a wooden? It's a wooden cane.
It's not wooden. It's metal-ish. I don't know what it's made of, but yeah, knife. だって近づか、相当近づか、だってバイオハザードでもそうじゃん。バイオハザードでもさ、弾なくなるとナイフしかないけど、もうナイフしかなくなったらもう終わりじゃん。やったことある？ バイオハザードナイフで。
I don't remember using the knife.
こんなちっちゃいナイフで、もうさ、めちゃくちゃ近づかないと、何、当たらないからさ、もう一巻の終わりっていうか、絶望。すごい上手な人だったら、ナイフだけでいけるの、人もいるのかもしれないけど。
If you get the blood on you, do you get infected in that show?
In this one, no. Ah, but if you eat the dead person who's already infected, then you turn into, like, you get infected and
who's doing
you turn
that?
Into zombie. Well, because this is set in Edo Jidai era, people don't have enough food. There are a lot of poor people. And,
Wait.
There are a lot of people who are starving.
But if they bite you, you turn into a zombie, right? You don't have to eat a dead body to turn into a zombie.
Yeah, so both work.
The only bite thing is weird for zombies, because I feel like the zombies, it's infected, you know? So, like, it shouldn't have to bite you, like, for you to get infected. Like, their bleeding eyeballs and stuff, like, all that should infect you also. The bite thing is more of a vampire thing, I feel like. Like, you know, welcome to the vampire clan or whatever.
Then maybe the virus itself is not that strong and you need direct contact.
So it doesn't happen with scratches and stuff in the show? It's only biting? No way.
That's weird. I don't know all the specifics. I don't know.
Wait,
they,
so
don't,
no one's...
they don't explain it, so... Yeah, scratch is, I guess, it's okay.
Did we cover everything with this amino acid?
ちょっと今日ね、さっきまで、やっぱね、収録の直前まで何してたかによって結構影響されるわけ。だから、何かを日本語で見てたときは、ちゃんと日本語でずっと番組も話せるし、英語でなんか見ちゃってたときは、見ちゃったり、まあ、夫と話しちゃったりとか、まあ、なんか子供と話したりとかしたら、引きずられてそうなっちゃうし、今日はちょっと直前までゾンビ、そのゾンビドラマ見てたから、頭の中が結構もうね、ゾンビでいっぱいなんだよ。
So, I don't know how relevant it is to the,
to the story.
I mean, maybe in the future, artificial intelligence will turn us all into zombies using this.
Why would they want to do that?
Well, why? I don't know. Why wouldn't they? We're easier to, like, load into the body heat sapping pods if we're in a zombie state. I don't know. We are getting more zombie-like anyways.
I don't know. That's such a pessimistic thing to say. 次.
In a study published in Astrobiology, researchers have used a statistical model to analyze the timing and frequency of evolutionary transitions which have occurred throughout Earth's past and determined that the emergence of intelligent life may typically take much longer than a planet's lifespan. In our case, it took 4.5 billion years for Earth to evolve intelligent life, but the sun will begin to expand and make the planet uninhabitable in just 1 billion years, indicating that the emergence of intelligent life was late in the life of our star. The researchers looked at the phases abiogenesis, eukaryogenesis, and the The emergence of sexual reproduction and the emergence of language and intelligence as significant transition events in the history of life on Earth, noting how readily they seem to occur. They found that certain transition events happened multiple times, independently, and others happened only once, such as eukaryogenesis, during which a large cell is believed to have engulfed a small cell. According to their model, intelligent beings like humans would only emerge in such a short timescale, granting the occurrence of extremely unlikely chance events which catalyzed evolutionary transitions.
アストロバイオロジーに掲載された研究で、地球上で生物や植物の進化が発生するタイミングと頻度を統計モデルを使って分析したところ、知的生命の出現は通常惑星の寿命よりもはるかに長くかかる可能性があることが分かりました。私たちの場合、地球が知的生命を進化させるのに45億年かかりましたが、今後わずか10億年で太陽の膨張が始まり、地球には住めなくなります。つまり知的生命の出現が地球の人生の後半に起きたことが分かります。チームは自然発生、真核生物の発生、有性生殖の出現、言語と知性の出現という4つのステージを地球上の生命の歴史における重要な移行イベントとし、それらの発生のしやすさの度合いに注目しました。すると、特定の移行イベントは歴史の中で独立して何度も発生するのに対し、大きな細胞が小さな細胞を取り込んだと考えられている真核生物の発生を含め、一度だけ発生するイベントがあることを発見しました。チームのモデルによると、人間のような知的生命体は、起こる可能性が極度に低い何らかの偶然の出来事が進化を加速させない限り、地球で起きたように短期間で出現することはできません。この話最高じゃない？
I think so. why do you say that?
いや、なんかやっぱそうなんだっていうやっぱそうなんだっていうのと、なんかそのなんだろう、地球で考えた時に地球の寿命、
mm-hmm.
を考えて逆算したら、その本当に地球の人生の本当の最後の方に起きてるわけじゃん。
うん。
っていうふうに考えたことなかったから、これがツベコだとしたら、まあすごい時間かかるっていうことだよね。だから。
うん。So they seem to be suggesting that we may be atypical in the sense that we got lucky. And the idea here is that by looking at when things occur in the window of when things could have occurred, you can get a sense for how likely they are to occur. So this is sort of the argument around the argument for the great prevalence of life in the universe is that abiogenesis occurred like quite early after it became possible. So it's kind of that principle. So certain phases did seem to occur quite readily, but other phases really did not. And this is trying to establish, you know, what that average would look like for life generally on habitable planets. And because of the time frame for this emergence, they in their study ruled out certain situations as being untenable for intelligent life to, well, unlikely for intelligent life to ever emerge around like a red dwarf star, for example. So we only have 1 billion years.
Yep. And from what our guest told us recently, we haven't released the episode yet, but Mars に行ってもダメってことだもんね。だから、Mars も同じように飲み込まれちゃうから、 火星に引っ越したからいいっていう問題ではないっていう。
It does provide a potential extension though. So we would have to go to Mars and then we would have to flee to the moons of Jupiter.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, either go underground or leave the solar system entirely. But it's interesting to think, you know, this isn't done. There's no reason to assume that these evolutionary phases have stopped happening, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
This isn't like, okay, humans have showed up and now it's finished, you know?
Yeah.
But it does feel like that sometimes.
まあ自分だからじゃない?
But also our relationship to the planet, our relationship to ecosystems, the way that we have terraformed Earth and transformed the atmospheres, and where we actually have the ability to leave Earth.
Yeah.
You know, so I think an organism leaving the planet would be one of the sort of transitions I would mark down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, well, something crazy has to happen for that to become possible. You know,
yeah,
like,
definitely. だその次のフェーズ、ここは4つのフェーズだけど、完全にそのもう次のフェーズはそれじゃない?
What do you think the phase after that is? And it,
なんだろうね。
Is it phases of Earth or like what, or just the phases of life that started on Earth? I guess that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because we can't really talk about Earth phases.
No.
Unless, I mean, is this something Earth does? Maybe Earth sends
maybe.
Organisms?
I mean, you could say that too, right? So maybe, yeah, it depends on who the main character is in
this. Who's the subject? We have to ask some preschooler.
Yeah. Is it Earth or intelligent
life?
Yeah,
the universe or space or what?
I love this. This is so much fun.
This could be interpreted as humans are kind of miraculous. And it sort of implies that we were all supposed to be fried to a crisp by the expanding sun before we got too smart or something like that.
Mm.
There's also asteroid impacts, right?
Yep. So ずっとそのレースしてるわけじゃん。そういう感じはしないにしても、実際は、まあ、例えばダイナソーもそうだったわけだけど、そのレースに負けるとワイプアウトされるっていう。
Mm-hmm.
で勝ったら生き残れるかもしれない。ただ何とレースしてるのかが分かんないから。
The universe, it's trying to extinguish life.
Yeah, so
it's
a harsh
really,
environment.
I mean, the universe allows life to come into existence in the first place, but it's such a struggle to become more than, you know, like a single cell, and to get all the way to whatever we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's such a hassle, right? If you want to survive, then you have to move to some other planet, and Mars is not even enough. And, you know, as a species, you have to invest a lot.
I think I agree. What do you think about the phases they chose? Abiogenesis, obviously. Eukaryogenesis, obviously. The emergence of sexual reproduction and seems like a big deal. I'm in favor of having that emerge. And then language and intelligence. Intelligence seems a little bit dubious, but certainly language. But to me, part of what the phases can result in is like our ability to stop an asteroid from wiping us out. I mean, I'm not even sure we have that ability, but we should soon. That seems like a huge change in sort of the evolutionary course of life, because there's like this reset switch that keeps going off, and we can just stop that.
Stop it.
No more destroying the entire freaking Earth with giant rocks. And then this sun expanding and exploding thing, I mean, what if it's possible that hundreds of years from now we figure out how to stop that from happening?
Yeah, I mean, we have a...
Is that too ambitious?
We have a billion years, so... That seems so difficult, though. I don't know.
A billion years, though?
That's yeah, we never time. Know. We never we know. So maybe this is not even going to be a problem. I mean, maybe we don't even need to move, right?
Is there any chance that we procrastinate for 1 billion years?
Procrastinate というかでもまあでき本当にできない可能性がある可能性ってあるよね。
Maybe. I don't know. You think it's impossible? It sounds impossible to us, obviously, but for something to really be impossible, like, that's a strong word. That's a really strong word. Impossible? What? I don't know about impossible.
But if we fuck up big time and, or like solar flare, whatever, like something happens and our technology has a major step back instead of forward, like like globally, then it's possible, right? Or even if our technology advances, there's somehow we just don't have a way of, you know, stopping the sun from exploding.
It seems like one of the main implications of this is that there may not be aliens near us, and if there are, they're probably dumb. So
well,
that's not good. Well, I mean, it's lonely. I don't know if it's good or bad, but
well, そうね。なんだろう。地球はでも例えばこれが10億年だからまだのんびりしてるというか、それを別に一番の課題としてどうしようとかじゃないじゃん。例えば火星に行こうとしてるのもさ、太陽の膨張が一番の理由っていうわけじゃないじゃん今って、ただ例えば違う惑星であと100年とかだったらさ、もうそこにリソースを全部つぎ込むじゃん。
I do think about this as an analogy or just a way to think about prioritization. So like, if we were really focused on, you know, some issue, like, God, I can't think of any issue I can ridicule without people getting upset. I like all of them. I'm not even sure what my point was. I spent so much time trying to think of something that some activism. Oh, okay. So like, we're so focused on the problems that are more immediate to us, but if the sun explodes in 10 years, then we're all stupid and we shouldn't have cared at all about these other things. And that's sort of the truth of how prioritization should work. You know, like if the sun's going to explode, then, you know, we got to figure that out first.
Yeah. So if it was in 100 years, then all of us is going to be focused on that. And maybe that's why I was just thinking of Fermi's paradox, like maybe they're in that kind of a situation and they just don't have time to be trying to communicate with us. You know what I mean? They're kind of like, そんな場合じゃない。Like, maybe they know that we're here. Maybe they could talk to us if they wanted to, but they just don't have... They're just not hima. They can't afford to do that right now, maybe. Like, well, that's possible too, no?
They procrastinated for so long, though. For sure. Or I guess they could have emerged at the last second, right? It is possible that we could be here in a situation where, you know, there's 100 years on the clock.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I guess it's possible.
Right? So then it's kind of, even if you have the technology, it's like, You really need to read the three body problem because there's a lot of, yeah, I can make a lot of reference from that book in this one too. I guess, yeah, you know, just please read it, then we can talk about it.
You have to watch Social Dilemma.
I will eventually. Actually, I have more time now since I can't walk and I can't do much. My husband is stepping up and trying to do everything.
Oh, hopefully he doesn't roll his ankle also.
Oh, God, really please, crazy. No. Yamete, yamete, mo. Boro boro nachau, mo. Our household.
With this research, as I was reading this, I did kind of feel not panic, but I felt this this like visceral feeling when I realized as I was reading this that it's totally possible. It seems possible that we're the only smart, aware people like in the entire Milky Way galaxy. Now that seems ridiculous, you know, because there's so many stars and stuff, but we just don't really know because we're here already, you know. It's the sample size of one problem.
And, yeah, if only we knew, right? If only we knew that we were the only ones, then we wouldn't be arguing about stupid shit.
Yeah. And so there's this like visceral, like chill that you can get when you're thinking about this, when you realize like, wow, like the stakes could be like
so high,
like everything, you know, like just, it's just everything. And, I don't know. There's so much to come, presumably, in the future of our planet. You know, after I'm dead, we're all dead, whatever. You know, there's so much that still needs to be worked out, like, over the next trillions of years. Who knows? But, I'm so glad I'm not, like, a squirrel. Or like a, you know,
why?
I'm not like a bug.
So
I'm
rude.
Not a bug. I'm not like a, you know what I mean? This, it's like the idea of reincarnation, you know. I don't believe in reincarnation, but I certainly believe that I was incarnated somehow, right? In the first place.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you exist and you're you. You're not somebody else. You're not really sure why you're not somebody else. It seems pretty reasonable that you could have just been somebody else or lived at a, you know, some other time in the world, right? You could have been born 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago, or, you know, you could have been some, you know, muskrat or some bizarre something. I mean, the odds of being a person with the ability to exert your will in this world is like, it's one and who knows, infinite. It's just impossible, basically. It might as well be impossible. No? Because you could have been a toucan, or you could have been some crazy ass animal on some other planet.
I guess, Yeah, I guess you are thinking from soul base, like 魂ベースで結構考え、ソウルベース、
そうそう、some new Johnny's、
ソウルベース、ソウルベースで考えてるよね、マイケルはいつも結構、
What's ソウルベース？
なんていうの、そのソウルがあって、like you could have been someone else, you could have been some other animal, like なんか中があって側があるみたいな。
I'm not even talking about soul. I'm talking about your point of view. Like, you're looking through your face.
Yeah,
not my face.
Yeah, but that, I guess I'm calling that a soul. Like, I don't really think, I don't have that as my base. So I guess I never really, I mean, I know what you're saying. I just don't really feel like I could have easily been a cat or I could have been a bug. Like, it doesn't really, like, I couldn't have been anything else. That's how I feel.
Well,
like, it,
you,
it was
you
either me
have.
Or it was either me or no one. Like, I wouldn't have been alive.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to say it in an objective sense, you know, that, and I don't know if it's objective.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to. But it's, you know, I'm still a subjective entity who's like, trying to make sense of point of view, and it seems like your point of view being through your eyes, is that arbitrary or is that anthropic, you know, is it, do you know what I mean?
Like,
so you're saying like I could have only been me, I couldn't have been another person, or I couldn't have been born at a different time, but there are other people and there are people that exist at other times, you know? So is that, do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, so you don't think that you could have been anything but yourself? Like you are just yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's either this person, like AKA me, was born or not born. Like, it's not like I could have been here in another form or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
how sure are you about that?
Well, who knows? I don't know. I mean, sometimes I wish something like reincarnation is real. Like my cat is something else and my mom is something else. And that's a nice thought. I just don't like the karma aspect that's usually associated with it. But
do you think about how you are a different person like every day? Do you think about it that way at all? Or you're the same exact person?
I'm definitely not the same. Especially since I got depression, right? I mean, I guess people with some mental issues understand what I'm saying. To some extent, it's like you never know how you are going to be, or not quite who you're going to be, but how you're going to be tomorrow. Like you can never. PMS とかもそうだけどね、単純に, you know. You don't really know what's going to happen and how you're going to be the next day.
I think people try to decide and try to carry that out. And I mean, I don't know.
たまに、まあなんか基本的に例えば自分の息子のことを一人のインディビジュアルとして尊重するように、まあ意識的に結構ずっと気をつけてて、なんかちっちゃいけど人間としてリスペクトするみたいな。
Is he an adult or
what?
I mean, do you treat him like more of an adult than...
I don't treat him like an adult, but I try to explain things to him. I'm not going to be like, oh... Like, you know, some people don't take children seriously. I guess that's the difference. But... たまに本当にこうサンダーのモーメントがあるのね。 I go, I'm just looking at him and it just dawns on me like, wow. なんて言うんだろうな。This is gonna, like this moment right now, this is gonna be his childhood memory someday. And、mm. do you know what I mean? Like, this is his life. And
yeah, well, you remember all these moments from when you're a kid that's like
yeah,
nothing
yeah, yeah.
to the adults in that situation. They're just like、
yeah.
being whatever. They're just hanging out, doing whatever. But it'll just be, you know,
so.
seared into your mind.
そう、そのなんか、サンダーモーメントがたまになんか、ズーンってきて、すごいなんて言えばいいんだろうね。もう語彙がない、もうすごいとしか言えないんだけど、不思議っていうか、
うん、
あんまり言葉で言い表せない気持ちになる。It's so すごい that it cannot be described in words.
Yeah.
It's pretty strange.
Do you get like a... And do you believe that there's a circle of life? Or, you know, there's sort of... I don't know.
Yeah, I felt it. Yeah, I've kind of felt that.I'm not going to talk about it because if I do, I'm going to start crying, but, but yeah.
Did you see the boxing matches, Mike Tyson and...
何や、そんなことあったの?全然知らない。
What? You didn't know about...
全然知らなかった。
Roy
誰とやったの?
Jones Jr.
Who?
Roy Jones Jr. Y'all must have forgot. Boxed Mike Tyson, an exhibition match. And also...Jake Paul. Do you know who Jake Paul is? You know who Mike Tyson is, right?
Oh my god. Yes. Wait,
do you know who Roy Jones Jr. is?
No.
What? Okay. Roy Jones is also a super famous, one of the most famous boxers.
Okay.
But they had an exhibition match. But you know who Jake Paul is. That's crazy.
The YouTuber.
He's...
日本に来て炎上してた 人のどっちかでしょ?兄弟のどっちかでしょ?
Yeah, it's the younger brother. Do you know who Nate Robinson is?
No.
Okay. He's a super athlete, famous basketball player. How did you not see this stuff? This is crazy.
ちょっと待って、どっちが勝ったの?それで。
Oh, it was a draw between Tyson and Jones. But people think Tyson won. And it's an exhibition match, so it's kind of...Fine.
Mike Tyson admits he smoked cannabis before Roy Jones Jr. fight.
Hmm. I think he's a huge
what?
proponent. Well, they have sponsors for the event. We're all like CBD related sponsors and stuff. I think Tyson actually organized the event or was one of the organizers.
Ah, so なんだ。
え、
待って、そんなそれと YouTuber 何の関係があるの?
So the YouTuber fought against Nate Robinson, who's a famous basketball player. He would like jump over people's heads and stuff. Nate Robinson.
え、待って、YouTuber とバスケットプレイヤーがボクシングしたの?
Yeah. A real boxing match.
何の話? Okay.
How come you didn't hear about this? That's wild.
知らないよ。だって YouTuber の、なんかアメリカの YouTuber とか何もフォローしてないもん、私。
Well,
YouTube 見ないし、あんま。
So Nate Robinson's like this legendary basketball player. He's a super nice guy. A super, like...He's cool.
Okay.
I was watching the lead up to this stuff. I didn't know that much about Nate Robinson. Okay. I don't follow basketball that closely. But he's well, you know, well known and respected in the basketball world.
え、それはどっちが勝ったの?
Jake Paul.
もうそれ最悪じゃん、じゃあ。
Oh, it was really bad. Because Nate Robinson...like right away he gets nailed with a punch and he like face plants.
Oh my god.
He's like lying on the canvas for a second and then he gets up. Both of these guys trained. I think Jake has more experience. He's done it a few times.
そうなんだ。
Yeah, he boxed some other YouTuber before.
Wait, is that the one who came to Japan or that was his brother?
His brother came to Japan and filmed the dead body.
Oh, okay. So I guess I don't really know about this one.
Yeah. But anyways, Nate Robinson gets dropped right away and he face plants. He gets up, he charges straight at Jake again, and he face plants again. He got hit with something and he face plants. And then it's the second round and Nate's just being way too aggressive. Nate Robinson, like, his face is kind of just like, yeah, you got me, but yeah, I'm coming. You know, I'm coming back. And he's yeah. and he's all in Nate Robinson. I mean, so the pros that are commentating are like, he needs to
chill
and not be so aggressive. And he got hit so clean with this huge right hook and face planted. And it has been the most brutal meme event that I've ever seen on the internet. I can't believe you haven't seen this.
Do people like Jake Paul? Genuinely don't know if it's kind of like people love these brothers, or is it more like they love to hate them, or what's going on?
I think it's mostly the latter. I think people hate
Kardashian Jake Paul.
I don't know that. I don't know how the Kardashians are rolling generally, but Jake Paul gets a lot of hate and he sort of embraces it. So he doesn't seem to mind. So, but yeah, that was really shocking.
You thought the basketball player would win?
I didn't even know this event was happening. I only knew about the Tyson Jones and Mike Tyson he's such a monk. He's so wise. Like, Mike Tyson is a truly wise person. Like, listening to his interviews, that guy, you know, I think he still has pigeons and he's still crazy, but he absolutely has some real wisdom. That was fun. I don't know. What have you been up to other than your ashikubi?
いやもう足首が大変だから、もうだからそれが火曜日のことだったから、火曜の夕方だったから、昨日はなんか病院行ってとか、レントゲン撮ってみたいな。でもパンデミックだからさ、整形外科がすごい空いてて、多分こうおじいちゃんおばあちゃんで普段だったらもう満杯じゃん。でも多分大したことない人はあんまり病院に来ないのか分かんないけど。So, yeah.
Did you see that the monolith is gone?
Oh, yes. I saw it. That's weird. I saw that it was some guys who took it away.
There's like four people, and they said leave no trace, supposedly, as they were driving off with the monolith.
Okay.
And leave no trace is a motto among hikers and Boy Scouts and people who insist on not leaving any proof or trail behind when you go into nature. So it seems like some environmentalists removed the monolith for fear that it would result in damage to the environment around it from like tourists and stuff.
So it wasn't like その置いた人が取りに来たみたいなことじゃないってこと？また全然別の人が取りに行ったんだ。
They're on opposite teams. The people that took it are anti-monolith for sure. You know.
そういうこと。
Unless it's like a false flag operation, but I'm not trying to speculate into that.
Interesting.
But there's a new monolith in Romania.
What?
So if people want to see a monolith, they can fly to Romania and look at that one.
Man, it's everywhere.
Well, there's just one.
Or it's only still in Romania. もう一個しかない。
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリ Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad 版がありますので、そちらチェックしてみてください。単語各エピソードごとの単語リストとか、 いろいろ無料でできることもあるし、月額240円で全部のテキストと英語表現解説エッセイ読み放題やっています。この間エッセイまた追加しました。あの How dare you とか dare っていう言葉のそう使い方、 dare ってねちょっと変わってる動詞なんだよね、うん、あのなんだっけ semi-modal verb とかいうね、全部で4個か5個ぐらいしかない、うん、特殊な verb の一つで、あの、まあ、だから I 何 I dare you to 何々 I dare you 何々ってどっちでもいい、どっちでも選べるっていう、まあ、変な動詞なんだけど、まあ、それを解説しているのでちょっと読んでみてください。
This was kind of popularized by the Greta, right? Greta Thunberg?
What was?
What How was dare you?
Oh.
You don't remember her impassioned speech where she was like, How dare you?
Yeah, she was very angry, yes.
Dare you? You know?
Yeah.
It's a powerful expression. I mean, you're serious if you're saying it that way.
Yeah, yeah. 普通のね、会話でなかなか、あの、あまり言うことない。多分もう本当にぶち切れてる時くらいかな。そう。あとは各エピソードごとの宿題作っています。それも。ぜひやってみてください、あとバイリンガルニュース .jp でストアもあって、そこでいろんな商品売っているのでぜひ見てみてください、
yep.
おしまい、Facebook、Twitter、Instagram もやってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
There's also a rocket test I think sometime today. It could be tomorrow. It's a little bit unclear, but it will be the 15 kilometer hop or flight test of the serial number 8 SpaceX Starship Mars vehicle prototype. So that will be absolutely spectacular if they do it.
Okay. おしまい。
Bye.
Bye.